In this module, we're going to take a look at the Braille Settings dialog. We're starting in the Today screen, and to get to the Braille Settings dialog, we're going to open the Start menu, press S for Settings, and the first thing you should hear when the Settings dialog opens is the Braille Settings item. I'm going to do that now.
Start menu Today. Leaving menus, settings, dialog, personal page, list view, Braille settings, 1 of 14.
So you heard Pacmate say Braille settings. Let's press enter to open up the Braille settings dialog.
Braille settings dialog, general page, grade 2, enable translator, checkbox not checked.
The Braille settings dialog is a multi-page dialog. It has three different tabs. There is the general tab, the cursors tab, and the messages tab. We're going to begin by looking at the items on the General tab page, but before we do, let me just give you a little reminder about the help system on the PacMate, or perhaps this may be the first time you've heard about this if you haven't listened to the help module yet. You can learn about everything in this dialog and what it does by using our help system. Pressing the help command, F1, will cause PacMate to speak and to display Control Help. Pressing F1 twice quickly will cause PacMate to open up a virtual window which contains context help for this particular dialog. The context help contains more in-depth information than the control help. You'll find that the context help will actually give you information about every single item on this particular page. So as you move from page to page in this dialog, you can use the context help to learn about the items you encounter. The control help tells you how to actually interact with the items that you encounter. For example, it'll tell you how to check and uncheck a checkbox. So let's look at the first item in the General tab page.
Grade 2 enable translator checkbox checked.
You will use the items in the General dialog page to specify how you want your Braille display to act. You'll check this checkbox to cause your display to show contracted Braille. What this means is, when you're actually looking at material on your PacMate, after checking this box, all text will be displayed in contracted Braille on your Braille display. In order to check this item, or any of the other checkboxes on this page, you simply press the space bar. I'll do that now.
Checked.
And the item is checked. When I leave the Braille settings dialog, the PacMate will begin to show all of the text on my display in contracted Braille. I'm going to press tab now.
Grade 2 expand current word checkbox checked.
You'll notice this particular option is already checked by default. If you check the expand current word checkbox while the enable translator checkbox is checked, you're going to cause the word at the position of the Braille cursor to be displayed in uncontracted Braille. So this means that the word at the position of the Braille cursor will be shown in text format. For example, the word good, instead of being shown as the contracted Braille two-cell word sign GD, it'll be shown as the letters G-O-O-D. If this box is unchecked and Enable Translator is checked, then the entire line of Braille will be shown in contracted Braille. Press tab.
Braille Languages Primary Combo Box U.S. English 1 of 7.
The Braille Languages combo boxes are new to PacMate version 4.0 and later versions. These combo boxes allow you to read Braille in two different Braille languages. So, for example, my PacMate has an English build on it, and my primary Braille language is English, as you can hear. I'm going to press tab again.
Tab, Braille languages, secondary combo box, none, 1 of 8.
Right now, I've got my secondary Braille language set to none, but let's say that I like to visit Spanish websites. For example, the Miami Herald provides news in Spanish, or if I want to read Spanish documents or documents from another language, I can actually select a secondary Braille language and use the Insert S L command to switch to that secondary language on the fly when I open documents or if I go to web pages that are in the language I want to read. I do this simply by pressing down arrow. I'm going to do that now so you can hear the different languages available.
U.S. English, French European, French Canadian, German, Italian, Portuguese, Spanish.
So you've heard that we've got 7 different languages to select from, and you'll notice that none is actually at the top of the list, which is why you actually have 8 items to choose from on this list. I arrowed down through all 7, and the last one on the list is Spanish. I'm going to leave it set there because I do sometimes read Spanish documents in Braille and go to Spanish language web pages. You can also download secondary synthesizer languages from the Freedom Scientific webpage. If you have a secondary synthesizer language loaded, and you press Insert S followed by L to switch to a secondary language, you'll find that PacMate switches both your synthesizer language and it'll switch your Braille language if you remember to set the secondary Braille language combo.
Tab Braille Mode Combo Box Structured 2 of 3.
You'll want to use the Braille Mode Combo to determine the format of the information sent to the Braille display. Let's look at this for a moment. Right now, you just heard PacMate say that it is set to structured mode, and that's 2 of 3. Let me press up arrow.
Line.
So we have line mode. Line mode shows on the Braille display all of the information which would appear on a single line of the screen if the PacMate had an actual screen. This can be useful or it can be confusing because you're going to see information that may be outside of the current controller dialog that your JAWS focuses on. I'm going to press down arrow.
Structured.
Structured mode provides information that is most useful to you, depending on the controller dialog which has focus. Press down arrow again.
Speech box.
Speech box mode is a mode in which anything spoken by the synthesizer is echoed on the Braille display, and you can actually use standard navigation commands to read through the text which has just been spoken. I'm going to set this back to structured mode. I'm going to press up arrow.
Structured.
Let's press tab.
Tab, reverse advanced buttons, checkbox not checked.
Checking this item will reverse the functionality of the advanced buttons. By default, PacMate is set up so that when you press the left advanced buttons, you're panned back through the document or screen that you're reading. Pressing the right advanced buttons will pan you forward through the document or screen. Some PacMate users find it more convenient to pan forward through a document by reaching up with their left hand to press the advance buttons once they've completed a Braille line. Let's press tab again.
Braille follows active checkbox checked.
This item is checked by default. Checking this item causes the Braille cursor to follow the active cursor. This means that your Braille display will always show the information present at your active cursor location. Press tab.
Active follows Braille checkbox checked.
This item is also checked by default, and it's very similar to the item we just looked at. Checking this particular item will cause the active cursor to follow the Braille cursor as you're reading through text on your PacMate. Press tab.
8. Braille checkbox checked.
This item is also checked by default, and when it's checked, it will cause the Braille display to use dots 7 and 8 when it's displaying Braille text. This is useful if you're viewing computer Braille text especially. Let's press tab again.
Highlight checkbox checked.
With this item checked, PacMate will use dots 7 and 8 to indicate highlighted items. You'll feel a Braille line under any item which is highlighted. You can turn this off if you find that the highlighting is confusing to you. Press tab.
Suppress capital signs checkbox not checked.
Some organizations are producing contracted Braille documents, which, due to the character set used to make them, cause dot 7, which is the computer Braille caps indicator, to appear under every single character. If you check this checkbox, it'll suppress the dot 7s in these documents, and the characters are much more readable. Press tab.
Dot firmness left right slider 50%.
The PacMate portable Braille display is equipped with VeriBraille, which is a feature that allows you to customize the firmness of the dots of the Braille display. As you can hear, the default setting is 50%, and you can change that to suit your tastes by using the up or down arrow. So for example, if I wanted a display which was less firm, I would press down arrow.
25%. 0%.
And as you heard, it moves in 25% increments. I'm now at 0%, which is actually usable. The dots feel rather soft. Some people find that preferable. If you prefer a firmer display, you would press up arrow.
25%. 50%.
There's our default setting.
75%. 100%.
I'd set this at 100% if I want dots that have a very, very firm feel. Press tab.
Tab, general tab.
And we've reached the tabs, so we've gone all the way through this particular page. Let's move to the next page of the dialog by pressing control tab.
Control tab, PC cursor, cursors tab.
We're now in the cursors page of the dialog, and you would use this page to configure the behavior of the cursor on your Braille display. I'm going to press tab so we can hear the first item on this page.
Tab, cursors page, cursor type list box, PC cursor, 1 of 3.
This combo will let you select which cursor you're actually going to configure. As you heard, it's on the PC cursor. Let me press down arrow so you can hear the other two cursors available.
JAWS cursor. Invisible cursor.
And they are the JAWS cursor and the invisible cursor. JAWS actually provides three cursors for you to use. The PC cursor is the caret or system cursor. The JAWS cursor is the mouse pointer, and you can use that cursor to read around the PacMate screen when you don't want to move the system cursor. And the invisible cursor is a cursor provided by JAWS that has no effect on the screen that you're viewing, doesn't move the mouse pointer, but it still provides a way for you to actually read around the PacMate screen. I'm not going to go into great depth about the three kinds of cursors. You can learn more about those in your PacMate literature and in other JAWS information. I'm going to up arrow to the PC cursor again.
JAWS cursor. PC cursor.
And I'm going to press tab.
Dot pattern edit 78.
You can actually choose what kind of dot pattern your cursor has. By default, the cursor is a blinking dash or a little horizontal line composed of dot 7 and dot 8. So it's at the very bottom of the cell. This is handy because the blinking line will appear below any character or spot on the text that you're viewing. But you can choose different dot patterns. You can actually specify those dot patterns. You heard PacMate say edit, meaning this is an edit field, and you can enter any combination of dots that you wish the cursor to use. If you do choose to change the cursor dot pattern, you would enter the dot numbers without any spaces or commas or anything in between them. So, for example, if you wish to change the cursor so that it would use all of the dots of the cell, you would simply enter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 into this edit field without anything in between any of the digits. Press tab.
Tab, cursor, blinking radio button checked, 3 of 3.
This particular combo lets you specify the action of the cursor. By default, PacMate provides a blinking cursor that makes it easy to find as you run your fingers across the display. But as you heard, there are three choices. Blinking is the third of the three choices. Let's press up arrow and see what the other two choices are.
Cursor always down radio button checked, 2 of 3.
If you don't ever want to see a cursor, you can select this option. The cursor will always be down or invisible. No dots will be displayed at all.
Cursor always up radio button checked, 1 of 3.
This option lets you specify that the dots of the cursor always remain in the up position. Let's down arrow to blinking, which is the default.
Cursor always down radio button checked, 2 of 3. Cursor blinking radio button checked, 3 of 3.
And press tab.
Cursor blink rate edit 500.
This option is another edit field, as you heard, so that means you need to enter information to make a change. Blink rate lets you specify how quickly the cursor blinks. Right now it's set to 500, and the value used is in milliseconds. So 500 milliseconds means that the cursor will blink every half a second. If you want your cursor to blink faster than that, you would use a lower number. If you want a cursor that blinks slower, use a number which is higher than 500. Press tab.
Tab, cursors tab.
And we're back to the dialogue tabs, which means we've looked at everything on this particular page. Let's move to the next page by pressing Control tab.
Control tab, messages tab.
You'll use this page of the dialogue to configure the way in which messages are displayed on your Braille display. Let's press tab to look at the first item.
Tab, messages page, show messages checkbox checked.
This one is probably pretty self-explanatory. It's checked by default. Checking this item causes flash messages to be shown on your Braille display. You've probably already seen them. Flash messages are short announcements that appear on your Braille display for just a few seconds. Let's press tab.
Duration combo box, 5 seconds, 5 of 10.
This combo lets you set the duration or the length of time that a flash message remains on your Braille display. By default, this is set for 5 seconds, but you can change this in 1-second increments by arrowing up or down. I'm going to change mine to 2 seconds by pressing up arrow.
4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds.
This means that the message will only appear on my display for 2 seconds, and then it'll be gone. Press tab.
Tab, show message prefix checkbox checked.
This item's checked by default. A message prefix is a little abbreviation that appears to the left of the flash message and tells you what kind of message it is. For example, it may indicate that you're reading a JAWS message, a smart help message, a status message, or a user request message. So it gives you a clue about the nature of the message you're reading. Press tab.
Message level combo box beginner 1 of 3.
You'll use this combo to select how much information the flash messages actually communicate to you. If you're a beginner PacMate user, you'll want to get a lot of information from the flash messages. As you become more proficient in using your PacMate, you're not going to want to take the time to read long or complex flash messages, so you'll probably change the message level. Let's press down arrow and see the other two options we have.
Intermediate. Advanced.
Okay, so we see that just like in Verbosity, we have a beginner, an intermediate, and an advanced message level. Press tab.
Tab preferences button.
You'll activate the preferences button by pressing enter. This item lets you choose the type of messages shown on your Braille display for each selected message level. So you can configure what messages are shown for the beginner level, the intermediate level, and the advanced level. I'm going to press enter here to activate this.
Enter. Message preferences dialog. List 1 list view. Not selected. JAWS messages left paren JM right paren not checked. 1 of 4.
And we now have a list view with 4 items on them. The first one is JAWS messages. And on the advanced level, JAWS messages aren't checked. So you won't see JAWS flash messages. Let me press down arrow.
Not checked. JAWS messages left paren JM right paren. Not checked. Smart help messages left paren SHLP right paren.
Smart help messages won't be displayed in the advanced level.
Checked. Status messages left paren STS right paren.
You will see status messages.
Checked. User request messages left paren US right paren.
And you'll see user request messages. Let's press the escape key to close this.
Preferences button.
Press shift tab.
Shift tab. Message level combo box advanced 3 of 3.
So we've returned to the message level combo box. I'm going to press up arrow twice to get back to beginner.
Intermediate. Beginner.
Let's press tab to get back to the preferences button and press enter to activate that button and open the preferences again.
Tab preferences button. Enter. Message preferences dialog. List 1 list view. Not selected. JAWS messages left paren JM right paren checked. 1 of 4.
Okay, so you notice an immediate difference. At the beginner level, JAWS messages are checked, so you're going to see flash messages that are JAWS messages.
Checked. JAWS messages left paren JM right paren.
I just pressed down arrow to select that. Let's press down arrow again.
Checked. Smart help messages left paren SHLP right paren.
Smart help messages are checked.
Checked. Status messages left paren STS right paren.
Status messages were checked at the advanced level, and they're checked at the beginner level as well.
Checked. User request messages left paren US right paren.
And user request messages are also checked. So at the beginner level, you're going to see every type of flash message that PacMate can produce. It's going to give you all kinds of information. As you move to the higher message levels, you're going to be given less and less information because a lot of the information that's communicated at the beginner level, you're going to know as a more proficient PacMate user. Let me say the current line again and see if you've noticed something.
User request messages left paren US right paren checked. 4 of 4.
PacMate said user request messages left paren US right paren. If you look at your Braille display, if you've got one in front of you, you'll notice that the letters USR are in parentheses. Let me up arrow one time.
Checked. Status messages left paren STS right paren.
I'm on status messages and I hear left paren STS. Let's up arrow again.
Checked. Smart help messages left paren SHLP right paren.
In parentheses is SHLP. If you remember earlier, there was a checkbox that said show message prefix. And I told you that the prefixes indicated what type of flash message was being displayed. What you're hearing in parentheses and on your Braille display seeing in parentheses are those prefixes. So if the message being displayed is a smart help message, to the left of the message, if you've got message prefixes turned on, you'll see SHLP for smart help. Press up arrow one more time.
Checked. JAWS messages left paren JM right paren.
If the message you're looking at is a JAWS message, to the left of the beginning of the flash message on your Braille display, you'll see the letters JM for JAWS message. Let's go ahead and close this by pressing the escape key.
Preferences button.
And let's press tab.
Tab, messages tab.
We've now looked at all of the items on this page of the dialog, and it is the last page of the dialog. You can press escape to close this dialog without making any changes, or you can press Enter to accept the changes that you've made and implement them on your PackMate. I'm going to press Escape at this time to close the dialog.
Close button. Settings dialog, personal page, list view, Braille settings, 1 of 14.
We're back in the main settings dialog on the personal settings page. This completes the module on the Braille settings dialog. Please join me in the next module.